Welcome to This Week in Palestine, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for June 30th through July 6th, 2012. New information revealed regarding the death of late Palestinian President Yasser Arafat creates controversy. Meanwhile, Israel resumes the construction of the wall around Jerusalem. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities in the West Bank. Israeli troops used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets to suppress anti-wall protests organized in a number of West Bank communities this week. One protester was injured and many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation due to soldiers' attacks. IMEMC's Craig Harrington has more.
On Friday, peaceful demonstrations were held throughout the West Bank to protest the continued construction and expansion of the separation wall cutting through the heart of Palestine. Palestinians were joined by participants from around the world in the villages of Kufr Kadum and Bilayn in the north, Al-Masra in the south, and Na'lin and Nabi Saleh in the central West Bank. In Kufr Kadum, a 40-year-old man, Majd Juma, was arrested during the nonviolent demonstration. Many other protesters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation after they were bombarded with canisters. In addition, a house had to be evacuated after part of it was set ablaze by the heat of a tear gas canister. A joint group of international and Palestinian protesters, including several Israelis, was stopped by Israeli military forces at the entrance to the village of Kufr Kadum. Soldiers fired tear gas at them to drive them away before storming the home of Majd Juma and arresting him. Israeli troops used tear gas and rubber-coated bullets against demonstrators in Bilayn, Na'lin, and Nabi Saleh as well. Protesters, including Israeli and international participants, were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation at each location. Protesters in Bilayn and Na'lin managed to work through barricades and razor wire to reach the illegal concrete annexation wall before being driven away with gas and gunfire. In Nabi Saleh, Israeli soldiers cut off the protest march at the entrance of the village, preventing its further progress to the wall. In the southern West Bank village of Al-Masra, Israeli troops forced people back to the village using rifle butts and batons. No serious injuries were reported among the demonstrators. Finally, in the besieged neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah in East Jerusalem, a protest composed entirely of Israeli citizens and international participants called for peace and reconciliation. Sheikh Jarrah has witnessed the illegal eviction of several Arab families in the past decade at the hand of Orthodox Israeli Jews. The protest in Sheikh Jarrah felt no police or military presence, but one nonviolent demonstrator, herself an Israeli citizen, was attacked by the illegal occupant of an Arab family home. For IMEMC News, this is Craig Harrington.
Palestinians who turned out to protest the planned visit of the Israeli Deputy Prime Minister to Ramallah were met with violence by Palestinian security forces. Meanwhile, new information surfaced about the death of the late Palestinian President Yasser Arafat. The details and more with IMEMC's Kelly Joyner.
On Saturday, Palestinians from various parts of the West Bank came together in Ramallah to protest the scheduled meeting of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Vice Prime Minister Mofaz. Activists were clear to state that they objected to Mofaz, a man accused of war crimes against the Palestinian people, being received in Ramallah and wanted the meeting canceled. Several protesters were detained and allegedly beaten during custody on both Saturday and Sunday, including accredited journalists covering the demonstration. As a result, several protesters had to be taken to hospital for treatment, as was journalist Mohammed Jaradat. Renewed protests on Tuesday remained peaceful, although Ma'an news agency reported that security forces in civilian clothes took pictures of demonstrators. Startling news surfaced this week concerning the death of President Yasser Arafat in 2004. Following a report Tuesday by Al Jazeera, the Palestinian Authority announced its support Wednesday for an international investigation into the late president's death, including the exhumation of his body. After a 9-month investigation reported that the Institut de Radiophysique in Switzerland found abnormally high levels of a rare radioactive element called polonium-210 on Arafat's personal belongings, His widow, Suha, called for the exhumation of his body and a thorough investigation. Later in the week, Al-Mayadeen TV, based in Lebanon, published a video reportedly documenting the confession of a collaborator with Israel operating in the Israeli Negev detention camp, in which he said that Israel recruited him to poison dinner meals of late President Yasser Arafat. The alleged collaborator detailed how he smuggled poison, and with the aid of others at the then-besieged presidential headquarters in Ramallah, he managed to poison one of Arafat's meals and even personally handed the meal to him. In other developments this week, Israel released two legislators of the Change and Reform Bloc, a wing of the Hamas movement, after imprisoning them without charge at the Negev detention camp for 18 months under administrative detention. The released legislators are Dr. Mahmoud Ar-Ramahi from the central West Bank city of Ramallah and Nizar Ramadan from the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Israel kidnapped Dr. Ar-Ramahi on November 10th, 2010, and legislator Ramadan was kidnapped on November 4th, 2010. Both were placed under administrative detention, and these orders were repeatedly renewed. There are nearly 4,700 Palestinians imprisoned in 17 Israeli prisons, detention camps, and interrogation centers. This includes 6 women and 185 children. Of these, an estimated 320 Palestinians are held under administrative detention orders. There are also approximately 26 legislators currently detained by Israel. In other news, Uri Blau, who published accounts of illegal assassinations in the West Bank, has been sentenced this week to 4 months of community service in a plea bargain deal. The Israeli journalist for Haaretz newspaper was charged with being in possession of leaked Israeli military documents outlining violations of Israeli law. The documents were handed to him by Anat Kam, an assistant at the Israeli Military Central Command. Kam was later sentenced to 4.5 years imprisonment for espionage. For IMEMC News, this is Kelly Joyner.
Israel is moving ahead with building the wall around Jerusalem, and a hunger-striking Palestinian prisoner is at risk of dying. The details and more with IMEMC's Jack Muir.
A video showing an Israeli soldier grabbing a Palestinian child while another soldier kicked him went viral this week. The attack took place in Hebron in the southern part of the West Bank. Israel revealed plans to continue construction of the separation wall in Jerusalem. Despite international condemnation, the wall continues to be used for illegal land grabs and expansion of illegal settlements. In the meantime, the Israeli army decided to confiscate 2,500 square meters of Palestinian lands south of the southern West Bank city of Hebron in order to build a military base in the area. Abdul Hadi Hantash, an expert in maps and settlements, stated that the central command of the Israeli army decided to confiscate the privately owned Palestinian lands close to the Adadariya roadblock. Further destruction of Palestinian farmlands occurred in Nablus, where Israeli settlers uprooted and destroyed 41 olive trees. Diabetic Palestinian prisoner Akram Rekawi has been on a hunger strike for 87 days and is at imminent risk of dying. According to the World Medical Association, in most cases death occurs between the 42nd and 72nd day of hunger strike. Rekawi suffers from various chronic conditions: diabetes, asthma, osteoporosis, kidney problems, deterioration of his eye lenses, high cholesterol, and immune deficiency. Elsewhere in Palestine, a number of armoured Israeli military vehicles, accompanied by military bulldozers, invaded an area east of Rafah City, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, and bulldozed Palestinian farmlands. In the Gaza Strip this week, Israeli warplanes targeting resistance fighters missed their targets and caused damage to 2 nearby houses southwest of Gaza City. On Thursday, a 20-year-old man was shot in the leg in the northern Gaza Strip. Mohammed Akrat was collecting scrap iron when he was fired at by the Israeli military near Beit Hanun. In other news from Gaza, the Palestinian Energy Authority has urged residents to limit consumption due to a drastic shortage of fuel. Since the siege of Gaza began, Israel has limited the amount of fuel which enters Gaza. As the siege of Gaza continues to tighten, on Friday Israel closed the Beit Hanun crossing point into Gaza. Palestinian crossing director Maha Abu Al-Uf stated that Israeli authorities closed the terminal without prior notice, leaving patients, traders and elderly people unable to cross. For IMEMC News, this is Jack Muir.
That was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rishmawi.